welcome again to another Conversation That Matters. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, director of the Charlie Kerb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. I want to continue today in a series of podcasts that I have been bringing to you that are devotional thoughts taken from the book of Psalms. Today we want to drill into Psalm number 9. I'm not going to read the whole psalm to you today, but I want to share with you a reading of the first 10 verses. Today I'll share with you from the New Living Translation. It's a psalm of David in which he writes, "I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things that you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. My enemies retreated. They staggered and died when you appeared, for you have judged in my favor. From your throne you have judged with fairness. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have erased their names forever. The enemy is finished in endless ruins. The cities you uprooted are now forgotten. But the Lord reigns forever. He executes judgment from his throne. He will judge the world with justice and rule the nations with fairness. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you." Again, Psalm 9, first 10 verses. Psalm 9 is a psalm of David. It is subscribed to the choir director to be sung in worship. It is to be played on, according to the scriptures, a muthleben. A muthleben, what is that? Well, it's the only occurrence of this word. The meaning is a little unsure. It could refer to a musical instrument, or perhaps more precisely, to a hymn tune. The words literally mean death of the son. It may have been a tune composed when David pondered the death of his son Absalom, which is described in the previous psalms. So that sort of makes sense. The psalm is a prayer for deliverance and thanksgiving. Originally, it may have been combined with Psalm 10 as a single unit. 10 of the initial verses from Psalm 9 form an acrostic from the Hebrew alphabet, and 7 of the verses in Psalm 10 follow the same pattern, and both psalms carry the same themes. Notice that David insists on praising God with his entire heart, according to verse 1. Real praise is never half-hearted. David praises God for both his name and for his glorious works. Also notice that when David describes his enemies, they are unnamed. Surely this reflects a confidence that God is in ultimate control over all the enemies of his kingdom. Even the names of the enemies will be forgotten one day, but the name of the Lord will endure forever. In the latter verses, which we did not read, David asks to be spared from death so that he might continue to praise God in his temple. Well, let's apply some of that teaching. Most of us have a few enemies. Not the flesh and blood kind of enemies, but the kind of enemies of the soul and mind and spirit, the kind of enemies that diminish who we are and rob us of the life that God intends. We face the dark enemies of the soul, enemies like anger and jealousy and envy and selfishness, hatred, greed, and lust. We face them all the time. Even human nature becomes our enemy as we face the constant battle between obeying God or being enslaved to our human tendencies or motivations. And it may well be, that some of us do in fact have those flesh and blood enemies. None of us get through life unscathed. And try as we might to be pleasant and decent and compassionate and forgiving, there are still some folks with whom we just can't seem to forge a relationship. Maybe you can name someone who just seems to have it in for you, an enemy that attacks you at work, or in the social circles in which you run, or in the involvements in your community. You try to avoid them, but they seem to be a constant irritant, no matter how hard you work at reconciliation and relationship. Our focus verse speaks of how the names of the enemies will one day be erased forever. Even the memories of them will perish, according to David's words. In terms of our enemies, their power over us will one day cease, and the hurt they bring will one day fade away forever. The psalmist writes in another place that weeping lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so even if we're struggling today with our enemies, the promise of Scripture is the day will come when they too will be forgotten. Let's pray. Father, give us patience in our struggles. Help us to remember that one day, peace will in fact come. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Again, I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and this has been A Conversation That Matters. Thank you again for listening.